Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So I fully admit, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe, is with us. I fully admit that last night, I made the mistake of thinking there was an NBA Finals game.
I assumed there was one.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
That sport sucks.
Because of the extra day off between games one and two that they didn't need because they're in the same city. They were in Toronto for games one and two. They took an extra day for no good.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So I fully admit, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe, is with us. I fully admit that last night, I made the mistake of thinking there was an NBA Finals game.
I assumed there was one.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
That sport sucks.
Because of the extra day off between games one and two that they didn't need because they're in the same city. They were in Toronto for games one and two. They took an extra day for no good reason. I automatically and wrongly assumed that there would only be one day off between games two and three, but that doesn't make any sense because between games two and three, they're traveling where they actually need the extra day off for the traveling purposes. And so last night I was expecting there to be an NBA game and there wasn't. That was stupid of me. But last night there was a primetime ESPN, what is it, First Take? Is that what this is? First Take special. I forget all the names of all these takey shows that they do. First Take special last night in primetime with Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith delivers news on Kyrie Irving and where Irving will be going.
Nets now, right?
Thanks a lot, Dan.
What?
You know.
Well, you're teeing this up?
Jesus.
It's a tease? Are we going to commercial?
You just got there. You need a break already?
Yeah, why can't I say that?
Well, I've been building up the clip here for the last, you know, 3-4 minutes, and now we're about to pay off. To pay it off by playing the clip of Stephen A. Smith.
Dan, this is part of the transitional
problem. He's going to New York. He's going to a particular team. Which New York team is it? Here's the clip of Stephen A. Smith. Oh, it's Nets now, right?
Radio. Huh? You're not newspapers. It's not breaking news. It's not quick.
No, we can't bury the lead. You understand? Don't bury the lead. Just come out with it already, Beetle, and then we'll talk about it.
Here it is, Stephen A. Smith last night on ESPN.
Over the last several hours, I have learned that Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that that is where he wants to go, not the New York Knicks. As a result of Kyrie Irving If indeed, because I don't know, I have not spoken to Kyrie Irving, have not spoken to Kevin Durant. Let me be very, very clear. Haven't spoken to Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. I'm working. I haven't spoken to them.
Oh, get
but
up.
Understand something. It's very, very important. I need everybody to understand, because y'all all basketball fans, understand how the dominoes fall. Kyrie Irving, if indeed it is true, and we don't know that because we still got 30 days. If he decides to go to Brooklyn, KD ain't interested in going to Brooklyn. And as a result, the belief is that KD will either go to New York without him, convince him to come to New York, or settle for somebody like a Kemba Walker, or KD may decide to stay in Golden State. Whether or not he decides to go to Golden State, the belief is it's contingent on whether or not Golden State wins. If they win the finals, he leaves. If they lose, he stays.
So if they win, he leaves. If they lose, he stays.
Wait a minute.
Which wasn't true in Oklahoma City. They lost and he just left town.
But he led his sermon there with Kyrie is going to
the Nets.
The Nets. KD is not going to the Nets.
He's
going to New York, where then he will convince. Well, Kyrie's already going to the Nets. How's he going to convince him to go with him to New York?
He's not.
He totally contradicted. It's exactly what he said.
No, that's not what he said.
Yeah, he did. He said Kyrie's going to go to the Bronx.
KD ain't interested in going to Brooklyn. And as a result, the belief is that KD will either go to New York without him, convince him to come to New York, or settle for somebody like a Kemba Walker, or
pretty much covers everything.
Yeah,
no, he'll try to.
I'm covering my ass with everything.
No, but he'll do it with or without him. Is what he's saying.
But then
he'll try to, but he'll still do it without him.
So when are you going to convince him to go after another 4 years? See my point? What, Kyrie only going to take a 1 year deal and then?
He would do it without him, though.
Yeah, but we're with him.
He was running down a list, though. He had four options.
Yeah.
Go there without him, try to convince him to go there, have Kemba Walker go there, or go back to Golden State.
Right. He covers a lot of options there. So he'll be right in a lot of different ways.
And Beetle, having heard that, I'm not sorry that I said Nets before you let the tape run. It wasn't a great buildup. I mean, I'm not sorry I blew the
you didn't blow. I mean, we kind
of. Well, it was a build-up here on this show, not in that.
We structured the show. We kind of have a slow build. We got 4 hours. You know, it's like we just put it all out there. You know?
But isn't it weird that their sport, I mean, like we all can't wait for the championship finals to be over so that the real season can get going.
Yeah, isn't it bizarre?
I mean, who else
really
does this?
Is. Like, nobody. No other sport
does this. Get
this
little thing over with so that we can get to the real season.
I don't know if you're a Bill Simmons guy.
No.
I'm not huge into that old Bill Simmons worship that a lot of people are into.
Yeah, ruined everything.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I don't hate Bill Simmons or anything like that.
Cowardly guy, stays in his house, kills everybody. And
We've uncovered something about Dan that I didn't know.
He trained generations of reporters to never leave the house, just watch TV and write their opinions.
Oh, like Ben Volant.
It used to be
Ben Volant.
You had to go talk to athletes and interview them, and so you could explain to your readers what was going on, and that is everybody in college now just wants to watch TV and tell you what they think.
Well, this is terrific. We've uncovered something.
If you're in college, I don't care what you think.
That I want to learn more about.
Well, that's just a little thing.
But I loved
Holy Cross guy, so we like that.
I loved this Bill Simmons tweet last night. Bill Simmons wrote, he retweeted the small video here, this clip, and he wrote, Kyrie is the leader of a young team with high expectations that had great chemistry last season? ? That feels like 67 wins to me. Basically mocking, you know, what happened to the Celtics this year based on good young team, bringing Kyrie on board, and how it all went south with Kyrie, and how the same thing will happen to the Brooklyn Nets. I hate Kyrie's, if true, assuming it's true, I hate Kyrie's desire to go to the Brooklyn Nets so much that I want to not be on Team Kyrie anymore.
I lose so much respect.
I lose so much respect just hearing this about him that it just reminds me again about all the reasons I didn't like him when he wanted to leave Cleveland.
Yeah.
It just brings up all those feelings I had about him wanting to leave LeBron in Cleveland again. And I'm losing all the respect. I don't know. I have zero respect for this desire.
It's the easiest route
for
him.
Why do you want to go there?
It's the easiest route for him because that would be the easiest out because he would be the appetizer. He wouldn't be the main dish. You know, it would be the main dish. It would be Kevin Durant and the Knicks. That's your main dish right there.
I have respect for that. I want to join up with Kevin Durant and go to the New York Knicks. Well, how do I argue with that?
So hard to.
How do you argue with that?
You can't.
You're saying.
Could you argue with that, Dan? If he said, I'm joining up with Kevin Durant and I'm going to the Knicks.
I guess not. But how you're could saying you? The level of hatred and disdain for him is ratcheted up if he goes to the Nets as opposed to the Knicks.
Well, I don't know if it's hatred
it's
or
easiest
just.
Out.
Like. Ugh,
still make your movies, still be part of New York, but not really.
How do you respect that? Get lost.
If he goes to the Nets, who gets remembered worse than anyone ever who came through this town? Who is more of a pariah than anyone who ever came through this town?
There's plenty of people.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon.
I think the hardest thing for him to do is to stay here. Make the most money, by the way, staying here.
We still can't stand Johnny Damon for going to the Yankees.
He won a championship here. He's not hated.
They
booed him. You know, they booed Vinatieri. I mean,
that's foolish. No, I get what you're saying.
But this is like he ruined their team, and then he goes to the freaking Nets. How's that?
Wouldn't that be something too? The way
gross.
The picks, think about that. The way all the picks are structured too, and ultimately you end up getting Kyrie Irving going to the Nets for all those Brooklyn picks and what they've meant. Think about that, and it comes full circle with Kyrie going back there. It's too easy.
It's so bad that if he ends up going to Brooklyn, I'm going to view it and say, you know what? In the end, get lost.
Yeah.
If that's what he really wants.
You know what?
Know what I've said the whole time. I'm Team Kyrie. I want him here.
Me too.
But just hearing it, it's just. Yeah.
I'd be so disappointed.
You want to go to Brooklyn for real?
People would rip him.
You really want to go there?
People would rip him for going to play with LeBron. But to go out there for a team that didn't make the playoffs, now granted LeBron, it's his fault that team didn't get in there. I would have more respect for him to go back and say, my legacy is what it is. I'm going to tuck tail. I'm going to go back to the guy that people call my daddy. And I'm going to prove that I could go back and win with him. And I think that takes more guts, more balls to do that. And go and try and beat Golden State out there in the West and do that. And Kawhi, if Kawhi's going out West and all that. So I think I'd have more respect for Kyrie to do that or go to the Knicks. The hardest thing for him to think is to stay here. Because now you got a whole fan base you got to re-ingratiate yourself to and win over. And more importantly, teammates you need to win over
and
a coach.
And again, this is where guys like Stephen A. still won't learn on this whole if they lose, if they win. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You know what's a far bigger factor for Kevin Durant in all of this? If Kyrie Irving called Kevin Durant today, picked up the phone and said, Kevin, I want to go to the Knicks with you. He would say, good, done deal. Regardless of what Golden State does in this series, win or lose, come July 1st, they'd both be in New York signing on the dotted line. They'd both be New York Knicks. And it would have nothing to do with whether or not Golden State wins or loses this series with Toronto. It would have nothing to do with it. That always takes precedent over anything that actually happens between the lines and in the games. That stuff is not that relevant. It just isn't. And there are still people that believe, well, if he wins, will he be... No, stop watching for that.
Stephen A.
Stop watching the games, Dan, thinking they actually matter.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's what I tell the NBA guys. Stop watching these games thinking it actually has an impact on what these guys choose to do.
This is their championship event. They are in the middle of their championship event, and we can't wait for it to be
stop
over.
Stop thinking it matters.
So that we can get into the real event, where everybody's going.
Stop thinking your games actually mean anything.
If Durant's people let that out, that's terrible on them. They're putting the Warriors fans in a position to choose between winning the NBA title or keeping their player back.
That's stupid.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Golden State. And the most unlikable team.
Really? You don't like them?
Oh, I can't stand them.
Oh, I like them. How do you not like Klay Thompson?
I like Klay Thompson.
I don't like their coach.
I think he's a non-factor.
Yeah, because I don't think he has to do a lot.
He stands on his hands on his hips.
I don't dislike him. I just don't think he's a big factor in all of it.
Draymond Green, you don't like him?
Oh, he's a grinder. He reminds me of Rodman.
You would love to play with him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
It's the Steph Curry.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. It's a Steph Curry that. Bugs me. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us in studio. We will see Hardy's dog on the simulcast
Scout.
Coming up next. Scout will be with us.
Hey, Scout.
Will join the show.
All right. I'm gonna do this in a timely fashion because she's going to have to be taken outside first because Well, she likes the carpet down here a little too much, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Well, generally not allowed down here, so I'll take her outside and I'll get her back.
All right, you go deal with that, and we'll be back with Shaughnessy. I have some. Speaking of New York, we have something to ask Dan Shaughnessy about, and that is Tom Seaver.
Oh,
and
I
his
can't
nickname.
Wait to go with Zoe on this one.
Oh, will you channel
Excellent.
Hero?
I can't wait. I can't wait. We'll be talking about Tom Terrific. That would be Tom Seaver.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
1 minute to go. Brady in the shotgun, Falk to his right. Brady takes the shotgun snap. Stands in, fires, end zone. Touchdown, Benjamin Watson. Tom Brady, you are Tom Terrific.
.11:20 here on Zolak and Bertrand. We could just switch to a live shot of the simulcast of Hardy's home studio. There we go. Hi, Scout. Wow, she's getting big.
Oh,
she is getting big.
She doesn't look like she wants to be held too much. Like, she wants to get down. Look, okay, like got him in a throat chokehold. Oh, it's a cute puppy. She loves me. I give up. Sorry, I went over Hardy's house. Dog peed everywhere, over my shoes and everything.
She was sleeping. She didn't want to be up right now.
Wow, she's getting long, Hardy.
Yeah.
She must dig some good holes with those big paws.
Unfortunately, you're right.
They love burying things. You're going to find that. They like digging rocks up. Ay, ay, ay. It's a good puppy.
I'm still dazzled by the technology here. So that's like
you should be.
He's
the man that still has the Jewish calendar.
He's in his house.
Resisted the iPhone.
Yeah, Hardy's in his home studio.
Is that Skype?
Yeah.
It's the best Skype I've ever seen. Usually it looks like a hostage tape, but Hardy looks like it's like he's on TV.
What do you think? We work for a rinky dink station.
No, it's
look at his facility.
No, it's really good. It's like it's not. He's not all like you know.
Look at that dude. Scratch under the chin.
Right down there. There you go. Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Get the ear. Put your ear.
You should never leave the house.
Yeah,
it's his
ear.
Whoa,
that's
I
got to
get in there.
We were thinking about maybe just doing everything remotely from now on. We all just work from home every day.
Yeah. We look like around
the guess Rich is buying a system. Felger has one. If we could all just buy him, then we all have the opportunity to do that.
Wait, Rich is buying one?
Rich is getting one now, too.
Yeah. So you can't
Rich will be doing just for
now. There's no way he bought it. He probably demanded they give him one.
Rich is buying it.
Out of his own pocket?
Yeah, Rich has Rich buys a lot of tech stuff. Oh, yeah.
I like his style.
Yeah. Taking advantage of things. Yes. Nice. Smart.
Is that the deal? If you buy your own, you get to do your...
I got $3,000.
You know who needs one? Fred needs one.
No.
For when he gets when he gets the 6 feet of ice at the end of the driveway.
Or the sick
when
cat.
When the cat's sick. Right.
Or when the cat is sick again.
Yeah, the cat that's still alive was on painkillers and has no kidneys left. Yeah, that cat. Is that cat dead yet?
Oh, Jesus. Man. All right.
Well,
thank you, Hardy.
Good job, Hardy. Yeah, see you, Scout.
See you, Scout. Good to see you.
All right. So long. Oh, she wants to eat the microphone.
Okay.
All right. Okay, puppy. All right, so Dan, you just heard that clip from 2009.
Yes.
Gil Santos calling Tom Brady Tom Terrific. Tom Brady has, for some reason, for some unknown reason other than he wants to make some T-shirts or something, filed for the trademark on Tom Terrific. I didn't know that Tom Seaver went by Tom Terrific, but this is a pretty wide...
You seriously did not?
I really didn't.
I know, you're only 30 years old.
But No. This isn't be 30 years old, but he's an astute baseball guy.
He
collects.
Yeah.
He collects the old cars.
I wasn't aware.
That's an unusual gap in your...
Yeah,
it's
I didn't know.
Usual gap in your knowledge.
I mean, it wasn't Nolan Ryan. Yeah. Like, if they, I mean, I think Roger.
I came
Roger
on the air yesterday.
The
said it. So this is a thing, huh? This is Tom Seaver's name.
Yeah,
they like routinely called him that. This was widely known.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
New York City. Yes.
All right. So, what the hell does Tom Brady want with this thing?
It makes no sense to me. You know, my hope is that Tom Brady is unaware of it,
So that was sort of my point. Maybe Tom Brady legitimately just didn't know.
Some mucky muck says, let's go for this.
I reached out to somebody close to Tom yesterday, and he said, you understand how many marketing people have their hands in.
Right.
And
you
know, maybe someone just didn't know.
Right. And if that's the case.
Didn't say he's not going to do anything, but we are aware of what
you said. Yeah, the sooner the better. It would just be, you know, I didn't know they were doing this. That's not right.
I didn't realize Boomer Esiason's life over this. You know, his childhood memories are now.
So wouldn't the right move now just be like, oh, drop it?
Absolutely.
That was a mistake. I didn't realize that. We didn't realize
it. The blowback isn't worth the good of it. And again, I don't understand these things, this trademarking thing. I mean, should I go out and trademark tomato cans now? You know, I mean, should I do that?
Well, I mean,
if you're into money grabbing,
the nice part would be if you did that, your global organization there cannot sell the T-shirts that you put out.
Oh, okay.
Because you would own the rights to that. That's why you trademarked it. It's like, did Roger Clemens trademark the
Did you
Rocket?
Trademark the Curse of the Bambino?
I did not. I don't think you can trademark a title.
You can trademark it. Yes, you can. You can trademark it.
You can trademark just about anything, which is what's stupid about it.
Ask Stephen King about that.
People are trying to get me to trademark his own nose.
Yeah, Stephen King told me you cannot trademark a book title.
I used to think about access.
He must have tried. I don't know.
Can't you trademark a movie? I mean, you can trademark anything, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Ask Stephen King. That's what he told me. Because that did come up in conversation. But I'm going to trademark curly-haired boyfriend, tomato cans. I'm gonna go for it. No, I don't understand how this is all like, what is the difference? It just presents as greedy, tone deaf, the whole thing. And the fact that nobody, Gil called him that in 2009. Yep. We now know that.
Your boy Upton Bell's outraged over it.
It would be like trying to trademark Friendly Fenway or something like that. I mean, it's just
what's
stupid.
The point?
You know, it's Calipari-esque. It's refused to lose.
Oh, here we go.
You know, well, that was one of the stupid ones that was out there in the first place.
Upton Bell's upset about the Tom Terrific thing. He said it's never been used before only for Tom Seaver, but yet there's Upton Bell tweets from years past when he called him Tom Terrific.
Right, it's okay to call Tom that, but just the notion that, you know, I mean...
But people are outraged, said he's never been called that before.
Well, it's not really associated
with it.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, I think that'd be okay. You know, it's associated with him.
Well, listen, we talked about it yesterday. The one thing that I think he's called regularly outside of his name, Tom Brady, is people would say TB12.
And
that's his brand, and that's the name of his clinic and his facility.
Right.
And that's what he's got on his hat and his sweatshirt. And that's a nickname that is stuck for him.
Yeah.
TB12 is something he gets called outside of his name pretty often.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Pat Riley tried to trademark three-peat?
I think he did. Yeah, that was
stupid,
that's
too.
That's where Calipari got the idea, I think.
Yeah, it's all dumb. What the hell?
It is. It's dumb. So, again, hopefully the outcome here is, hey, I didn't know we were doing this. We told us, cease and desist, we don't need that. And best wishes to Tom Seaver and his family. You know, just go from there. I mean, it's not Tom Brady's fault that Seaver has dementia. It's just another layer of... Not good. Not good optic on this thing.
Well, just
makes people. You want to hear what your friend Vito said about it, Zo?
Who, Vito?
Yeah, Vito.
Oh, the dinosaur? Stolino. Yeah, what's he say?
Tom Brady wants to trademark, the name Tom Terrific. Naturally, the New York Mets objected on Twitter. Tom Seaver won a World Series, blah, 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 with nickname Tom Terrific. So Brady wants to hijack a Hall of Famer nickname so tacky they have no shame, so Patriots.
Okay. Vito Stellino, for people. He's an old-time NFL writer based out of Jacksonville. He's been attacking the Patriots for years since Spygate. He's the one that asked the commission. Jim, do we have that audio from that press conference? Oh, we can't find it. Okay. Did Belichick deceive you, you know, about Spygate? Yeah. So Vito's got it out.
But so you made a run at me on Twitter on this, didn't you? Something? Last night? I've been trying to resist.
You were tagged by somebody, I think, one of Drellick's tweets.
Understand that part.
Trellick put you
And
I didn't go after
you. I retweeted Trellick.
He's so upset, like the normal, smart-thinking sports fan. Like, really? He's really? Are we going to go down this road and kill people's intelligence for how they think about sports if they don't agree that Tom Seaver's Tom Curry? I could care less either way. I could care less if Seaver's got it or Brady has it. Like, these people having rallies and... Boomer's childhood is just tarnished now. Like, come on, Boomer.
Well, who's it? Let's think of a football comp. You know,
I had one yesterday.
No, we were saying down the road, someone all of a sudden wants to go by Big Poppy.
Yeah,
right.
No, you're not taking that.
I remember doing radio in Boston and Providence.
Right,
and you killed my early radio days because Big Poppy meant so much to me in the Red Sox.
But it would be stupid if somebody tried to use that name 20 years from now. Hey, I'm Big Poppy. You call me Big Poppy. You know, it's like I'm T-Bone on the episode.
But there's things that are close. There's part of the language thing with the Poppy, and there was Big Papa once.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it, but it's just dumb. It's just dumb.
I mean, I think just our outrage nowadays over everything is just,
well, it's, I understand that.
And I understand you guys. You're the old-time baseball writers.
Too much of a lather. But no, this is like Teddy Ballgame. You know, if some player is named Ted and he says, yeah, you know, I think, you know, call me
who's
Teddy Ballgame.
Who's the splinted splinter?
That's him, too.
Okay. Is that trademarked?
Yes, many. Better get on that. No one did that then.
Yep.
Why would you bother?
What about Stan the Man? Better trademark that before.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank God Stan Humphries didn't win five Super Bowls, so he'd be Stan the Man. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's where we're heading with this.
I'm trying to think of
who. It's ridiculous.
But there's no football player that was dear to
you. I'm not defending Brady in this, by the way. Right. I could care less if he gets it or wants it. Like, this is part of having 20 different marketing teams, and you're at the end, and you're just trying to get everything out of squeeze that rock, man.
Well, it does.
Maximum appeal of marketing brands.
That presents a
greedy. That's the problem.
You don't need this.
Hey, I'll market it.
Just drop it. The smart move here is to drop it and say, we just didn't realize.
Stupid nickname that no one even calls you in the first place.
Just say you didn't realize.
That's the thing. Nobody calls
it. Step back and say, you know what? That was before my time a little bit, and I didn't realize it. And we didn't mean to offend anybody by that, and we're sorry about that.
Things got weird for me when he turned 40 and they had that petting zoo out of camp. And people lined up to pet goats because Tom Brady's the goat. And everybody had to line up to get the piece of the cake.
Let me just tell you that they took that birthday card and they put it right in the dumpster. We watched them. Watched them put it right on the back of the golf cart and bring it to the dumpster.
You morons stood in line to sign a card for a man.
I know where it went.
Then you stand there and you sing happy birthday again. And everybody wants. I'll sing it once. That thing went right up my keister like you wouldn't believe. I didn't want to be at camp that day. Didn't want to be there.
The dumpster.
Like, what man? Like, normal men, like, don't adults by an age.
And then they dropped it off right outside the back loading dock where the dumpster is.
You know, I like my 50th kind of party.
Thanks for signing the card.
Yeah, big party. Go out. Yeah, good time. Don't acknowledge my birthday any other time. This guy, it's a pilgrimage down to Gillette for his birthday. Each and every year. Oh, happy birthday.
All right, Hardy has our headlines, and he's got some Bruins news.
Oh.
There's some news from practice about a player who is making his way back.
Maybe I should say something before we go to break.
Into the lineup. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
He just did, so. Yeah, he doesn't even have
that
to.
That was actually a joke. I have no clue what the breaking news is. So.
Well, there it is. You got it.
That's related to Matt Grizzlick. Hardy has the details. Stay tuned.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Tub. Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold.
White Pan Bieber.
Yeah, what's the point of this?
This is horrid.
What's the meaning?
Nice band music.
When you weren't listening, it said cold water.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Dan, what happened with the cold water in St. Louis? You were telling us off the air.
You might want to check with Maz on this, but there was one or two hotels very near the media hotel that did not have hot water the last two days.
We saw your colleague, Kevin Paul DuPont, had a tweet about it.
Yes, and I tried to reach another colleague to find out if hers was affected.
Do beat writers shower? Do they bathe?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, it's a day.
Why do some of them look so slovenly? Like, it's like, why are you bitching about the shower in the hot water? Like, none of you people look like you.
What
most
are you talking
of you.
About?
I'd say 80%. I'm not going to do names, okay? We're not going to do this.
No, I think
so. Be nice.
We're not going to do this.
We're not going to do this. I've been scolded before. And be nice. Be nice. You know? Yeah. I'm just saying, based on appearance.
Yeah.
How do I look? We don't have to name names. Yeah. But like sometimes you'll walk by one and one will smell or one will have like dandruff all over. I'm like, wow, you haven't washed your hair in a while. It's neat. Well, Fred doesn't. Fred has dandruff. But Fred showers. So I could be wrong on that.
Yeah,
but St. Louis, hell of a downtown, huh?
Oh, that place.
It's a pit.
It's just
and sucks.
It's not even well lit.
Second rate town.
Yeah, you walk out of the rink and you're going back to your hotel, and it's like, I think I'm just going to stay in the middle of the street here and dodge the cars because it feels
safer. Take your watch off and you're walking?
It feels safer. I don't know. It's just not well lit, and it's just a weird place. The people are very nice. It's all true. But, man, oh, man, I don't know why pro athletes.
I'll tell you.
I would push back if I got sent there or drafted there or traded there.
If that's the gateway to the West, right, if we're to believe, like, that's the gateway to the West and that's your introduction, then if you arrive there, you must think, wow, the West sucks. I'm going to turn around and head back east.
Hey, where's it? Yes.
If this is the welcome you get to go West.
The horses.
Forget this.
Wild, wild West.
No thanks. Yeah. I'm going to stay on this side. Bye.
You know, Chris Bryant had just ripped it, and then the Cubs played there this weekend.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did he say about it?
It was a winter promotional event with something else. And
they probably didn't have hot water either.
He said he hated it. It was his least favorite place to play. And then the Cubs played there last weekend. They were swept, by the way. And, you know, but it was a ceremonial booing of Chris Bryant all weekend. His own teammates were up booing when he...
this is great.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
He said, who would want to play in St. Louis? So boring. It's so, so boring.
And then when he gets up to hit in the first game on Friday, Rizzo and the manager are standing up booing from the front of the dugout. It's great. But, yeah, they're fun. They lost them all. But, yeah, that was a thing. So it was well-timed for us because it's all true. Good luck to those who like it. And as we know, considerable...
Are the hotels okay, though? Like, or is it just...
When there's hot
everything's
water.
Run down.
You know, I
is
mean...
Is it older?
They're amazingly inexpensive. I mean,
really?
So that's... Yeah.
I mean, who wants
to
go there?
Right.
But you think it'd jack the rates up, especially with the big...
Not too much.
Yeah.
No. It's... Yeah. And the toasted ravioli is a specialty. Yeah.
What?
A toasted ravioli?
Yeah. That's like the...
That's a specialty.
Are you talking about deep fried or toasted?
That's their lobster roll, is the toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli?
Yeah. Well, that's a big local indigenous food, yes.
Okay. Yes.
What a stupid town.
Well, Cincinnati's got chili and onions on their spaghetti.
I mean, that takes literally no real work. What did we do? We toasted a ravioli. Oh, you fools.
I'm just telling you.
Your town sucks.
Like, so they like
toasted
like,
ravioli is delicious. You've had toasted ravioli.
It's delicious. But, what really, elite level of skill does it take in the kitchen to make a toasted ravioli?
I'm not saying it's a culinary masterpiece. I'm just saying, don't knock it. They're delightful.
What do you dip it in?
Like a marinara.
Yeah, I mean, everybody occasionally enjoys macaroni and cheese too, but
who's
calling that like a delicacy? Like, oh yeah, I know this town dominates.
What the town's known for.
This town dominates the macaroni and cheese game.
Yeah, they got some of that. Yeah, Maz and I went for a barbecue lunch. We did that.
How was it?
Yeah, it was cafeteria style. You get your tray. They throw it on the
tray
on the paper
plate,
there.
Paper.
They just put it on that paper.
Well, Maz doesn't like to eat alone, so that's good.
What did he eat? Did he have soup? Did he ask if they had soup?
We could get a 2-meat or a 3-meat plate. So we both got the 2-meat plate. I had ribs and the pulled pork.
That's nice.
He had maybe something like that.
He had a brisket.
There's one bad that was like little tater tots or something like that he had with corn in them. Like, that was his bad indulgence.
Here's Chris Bryant on St. Louis.
So I always get asked like, where do you like to play? Where do you not like to play? And, St. Louis is on the place I don't like to play. Yeah.
Isn't that funny, though? The longer you play in the division, the more time you play those teams.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, gosh.
You know, I remember when I was getting traded, and they're like, hey, how about St. Louis? I'm like, zero chance in hell. No way.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Won't even go there as a free agent. Oh, yeah, not happening.
That was Ryan Dempster, by the way. Yeah. He's doing the questioning, and Ryan Dempster saying, no, I don't want to be traded there.
Right.
There's no shot I'm going to entertain that as a free agent.
The only guy was,
way.
John Lackey loved it compared to here because he hated it here so much. He couldn't get there fast enough.
That's where David Price should have gone.
It was like a Dempster fire.
Yeah.
David Price would have loved St. Louis. Loved it there.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Pete's in Delaware. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Pete.
Hey, so... Mark, you guys, Zoe, I've always been on the Kyrie train. I wanted him back. This Brooklyn thing, I'm telling you, the way
Stephen A. said it. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to give Kyrie his due.
With Kyrie, Stephen A. I usually don't listen to, but with Kyrie, he is pretty spot on with Kyrie. Most of the other players, no, but he does have good info usually on Kyrie. I will give him that. If the guy decides that he wants to go to Brooklyn, then go, see you later. I understand if he wants to go to New York, but Brooklyn, and what a smack in the face to the Celtics. We make that trade for all those picks. We look great. And at the end of the day, if we lose our biggest star, you know, that we were trying to develop back to the team we were making fun of. What a slap in the face. Not that the Celtics did anything wrong. They did everything they could. But I was just thinking of that. That would just be that's a tough one to swallow up on the Celtics organization.
Be terrible. Be absolutely terrible to deal with that and watch that happen. Yes. Makes him very unlikable. Brooklyn. What the hell do you want with Brooklyn? Brooklyn. Yuck.
I'm seeing something extremely odd here from Patriots camp. Real quick here. Bert Breer tweets out this picture of Jared Stidham dropping back to do a handoff. And he's wearing number 58. And Bert has the thing on there. Someone's saying, quarterbacks in the SEC think you're a hot bleep, huh? How's that 58 look on you right now dropping back? And you watch him, and he has a pair of gloves on. 75 and sunny today. Hmm. He's got two pairs of white gloves on. This guy plays with gloves all the time. What, do you got little hands? He's supposed to throw one of the best balls. It's just an oddity to me.
So he's got four hands?
No, he's got a pair. He's got, it looks, he's got his two wristbands on and his pair of gloves. It's weird. Looks weird.
No, a pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wearing gloves. Odd.
All right, we'll get back to the Bruins, including the news on Matt Grizzlick making a return to practice today. And Zdeno Chara breaking his jaw in the last game. What does that mean for him going forward? We'll talk with Dan Shaughnessy about all of this coming up next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dan, you ever known anybody with a broken jaw?
I can't say that I have. I heard you had some interesting callers earlier, though.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
You think
there's all levels of that with hairline fractures?
Yeah, there's definitely different levels of that. We don't know how bad or how severe the injury is for Chara. Yeah. We don't know if it's a fracture. We don't know if it's a clean break. We don't know if it's... so bad that he's wired shut. We don't know if it's rods and screws or plates, and we don't know. We have no idea. We're totally in the dark, other than to know that it's a broken jaw, and that's really still something very serious.
Absolutely.
Regardless of how, the grade of it, if you will. So I'm guessing he doesn't play tomorrow night.
Right.
Bruins are out there practicing today. What was the defensive lineup looking like, Jim? I know that you were just taking a look at it in the other room.
Kampfer spotting in there. Oh, Hardy's got it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you got, Hardy?
Kampfer was out on the ice, and Juro Vakanainen was out there skating with the main group. Matt Grizzlick was at practice, but in a no-contact jersey.
So it's basically exactly what I had said yesterday, that it will come down to Kampfer or Vakanainen. That's what I guessed yesterday. It's going to come down to those two guys. Now, Bruce Cassidy said yesterday that they could go 7D and 11 forwards. And we had assumed that that means having trouble between picking between Kampfer and Vakanainen, and you're talking left shot and a right shot there for replacing Chara, left shot. And he said that he had indicated after the game that if they have to replace Chara, they would lean toward Kampfer, but that they don't love that because of the left shot, right shot. So that would then open the door for someone like Vakanainen. So then he talks yesterday about adding 7D and going with 11 forwards, which we then automatically assume means, okay, they take both of them and they have a rotation of guys. It could also mean this. It could also mean that they play Chara at some point in the series, whether it be tomorrow night or any other game, and they're unsure of how it's going to go. And so he's available and he's ready to go and he plays, and they have another defenseman also ready to go. in the event that Chara can't give them much. That's why they have seven defensemen and the 11 forwards.
I think that they can withstand this if they don't lose a guy early in the game again. The two games they've lost were both contested to the finish. One was overtime. Okay. One was a tie game in the third.
Yeah.
In both cases, they lost Greslick in the first period, and they lost Chara in the third minute of the second period the other night. So that's when you're in trouble, when you take a guy off the ice and you still got to play, you know, the balance of the game, and you don't have all your guys. You don't have enough defensemen. And you could see the fatigue in them at the end of both of those games, where they were being dominated at the end of both of those games.
Yep.
In the overtime of two and basically down the stretch of three, the whole third period. So I think that if they know ahead of time, okay, they're not going to have Chara, yeah, they can figure it out. And obviously, Adam Grzycek has a lot.
If he can go.
If he's going to go. So here's the deal. Grzycek's out there today in the maroon non-contact.
Maroon.
Which means he's at the portion of the comeback for him that is the non-contact on ice portion. He still would need to be on ice with contact before making a return, which means tomorrow, I don't know if that qualifies count? Or counts.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know, hockey guy to check.
Said he was
that.
Smiling and joking around with his teammates.
That doesn't count for anything in the concussion protocol, does it?
No, it just tells you that he's not in a dark room, though. I mean,
well,
he's out there.
I mean, if he's
they're not just putting him on the ice for a show. It looks like
no, they're not. This is step two of the concussion return protocol. Step one is off ice activity, right? So that would mean off ice training or exercise, gym related stuff. Now he's at step two, which is on-ice non-contact. Step three is returning to on-ice activity with contact. When he does that, then he can be cleared for return to game action. So he's got one more step to go before he can get cleared. I don't know if tomorrow they would do that between now and tomorrow night. I don't know. I don't know if they'll count tomorrow morning as that being on ice with contact.
Seemed like a pretty aggressive speeding up of the process in order to go from no contact to being cleared for contact and then on the ice in a game tomorrow night.
But it's a good sign for game 6 or 7 if necessary, is what it
Absolutely.
Is.
He's working with the second power play unit. One of the five on the second power play unit, Grizzlick.
Okay, then.
Nice, that's good.
Well, that to me tells me that they are getting closer then.
And again, the coach was talking about him playing possibly in this game before game 4. Mm. It's not like, oh, Chara's gone, we got to like move this guy along. So I think that, you know, they were thinking that this was a possibility before they took the ice in St. Louis for game 4.
All right, so that's something to watch for tomorrow. Does Grzycek make his return? If Grzycek makes his return, I think that makes you feel somewhat better about making up for the loss of Chara. It should make you feel better. I mean, that's a big boost to the Bruins defensive core. If you're adding Grzycek back into the mix, and he's giving you what he's given you this playoff run.
Sure.
That definitely makes you feel better. So we'll keep an eye on that. If they do go 7D and they go 11 forwards, I think the answer to who goes upstairs to level 9 and takes the night off, I think that answer is David Backes. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I think that's the obvious answer.
Yeah, seems like the most. It does.
I know that David Backes is big.
Well, here's another thing, too.
I know that he's big and he's physical, and I know this has been a big and physical series, but I don't know that David Backes' big and physical play has really done anything for the Bruins in the series.
I was a little surprised by that.
What has it done?
It's almost like he's been more of a target. Go ahead, RJ.
That's what he's been. But what has it added? What has it added to them winning?
Right.
What has it added to them being in a position of winning games here?
Another thing, carrying an extra defender, too. If you think, okay, one of these kids can't handle the moment, that could be part of it. That's why I think Camper's got the advantage here, because he's has the most veteran experience. Grinding, slug it out series, man.
A little surprised when Jaffe said that yesterday when we asked him, like, who the odd man out would be forward-wise if they went with the 7D, and he didn't hesitate. He said, probably Backes. I mean, I know he's just guessing, but just because of whatever emotions come into play with him being out there against his former team, and he's been into it. And I agree with you, Beadle. He hasn't necessarily factored in scoring-wise, but in a physical series and having a big physical guy out there like that, and goals have been at a premium in every game except for game 3 when they hung 6 on him plus the empty netter. You know, you could say that you could question the offensive output for a lot of the forwards for the Bruins here throughout this series. I don't know that Backes necessarily needs to be singled out more than some other guys. I just thought his physicality would add an element to his game that it would require a thinking about it for a little bit before you decide who's going to sit.
Yeah, I don't think that it, you know, this isn't anything against him. I just think that we're sort of forgetting that he was, at the start of the playoffs, this was the guy who was the odd man out. You know, don't lose sight of that. And when you need to put a guy back upstairs, I think he's the guy. I think he's the guy that the, if you're asking the coach his personal opinion of how he wants this team to look, this is the first guy he's going to choose to put to the side and move on. And so I think that's where this goes. I think that's what's going to happen. Here are the power plays. Here are the units from Fluto Shinzawa on Twitter, at Fluto Shinzawa. The first power play, Krug, Bergeron, Pastrnak, Marchand, DeBrusk. And the second power play unit, McAvoy, Grizzly, Krejci, Coyle, Johansson at practice today. That's what it was. 617-779-0985. We'll get to the headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. Noontime hour is upon us. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is in studio with us. We'll talk more with him about the Bruins and the Blues right after this.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.